right. Continuing on now, you know, my next guest spent 18 years in Congress. He was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He was later the ambassador to the Netherlands. He's pretty well up to date on the inner workings of Washington, D.C., and I was going to have him here to talk specifically about the testimony, the damning testimony about Afghanistan in front of the U.S. Senate, Armed Services Committee, the House Armed Services Committee. But there is something more pressing on my mind now. Pete Hoekstra with me. Pete, good to have you back.
Good to be with you. Good morning, Steve.
We'll get to that. But I just can't help but say that Joe Manchin is staring down Nancy Pelosi saying, I'm not doing this. This would be the definition of fiscal insanity to spend trillions and trillions of dollars in spending. He says, I'm not going to do it. And he dug in his heels. This is after he has met with the president a couple of times this week, along with another senator who has so far not said, but I'm going to guess her position hasn't changed either, that being Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. And so what's happening now, and this is where I want your insight, the vote was supposed to happen Monday of this week, so said Nancy Pelosi. It didn't. Then it was supposed to happen again maybe today or tomorrow. It looks like now it's going to get pulled. And some so-called centrist Democrats like Vicente Gonzalez of Texas says, if that happens, we're out. We're done. If it gets pulled a second time, they're all done. They won't support the infrastructure bill. This is trouble, isn't it?
I think, no. It's bad. The optics are bad in the short term. But, you know, there's all kinds of moving pieces here. The centrists will come back. They'll come back to the $1.2 trillion. The other thing that surprised me, I'm actually in Washington this week. But there's a couple of things to look at. 96% of the Democrats are in favor of the $1.2 trillion and the $3.5 trillion. So, you know, a $5, $6 trillion bill, they're in favor of it. It means that everybody in the Michigan congressional delegation on the Democratic side of the aisle is in favor of all of this spending. I mean, it is amazing to me that there's only, you know, two Democrats in the Senate and maybe four or five Democrats in the House who are saying no, because not only is it massive spending, it's massive social engineering. But the thing that surprised me the most when I was here and talking to people about this is there are at least seven, and it may be as high as 20 to 25 Republicans who, if the vote were today, they would be willing to help Nancy Pelosi spend the $1.2 trillion paving the way for the $3.5 trillion. And they say, well, we won't vote for the $3.5, but in effect, they just have, and it includes one representative from Michigan who has come out publicly and said, yeah.
Let me guess.
For this 1.2. Yeah.
Yeah, let me guess. His name would be, yeah. It rhymes with Fred Upton.
It rhymes with Fred Upton.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I could not imagine a Republican voting and paving the way for the Democrats to get to their $3.5 trillion. But that is the case.
You know Fred. He was there when you were, right?
Yep. My response when I talked to his office yesterday, I was shocked and disappointed because I just sent a note and said, hey, I hear that Fred's voting for this $1.2 trillion, and it's going to help Nancy Pelosi move the agenda forward to the $3.5. Tell me it's not true.
Let me ask you this.
How is it true?
How is it that, just so people understand, by voting for the infrastructure bill, which a lot of people do support, fixing bridges and roads and dedicating, resources to get those things done in places where it's overdue, right? That makes sense to a lot of people. But yeah. How does that pave the road for the $3.5 trillion so people understand?
So the Democrats, some of the Democrats have made it clear that they will, they will vote for the $3.5 until the $1.2 trillion spending bill is passed. And the Republicans have some leverage now. And the leverage Republicans have, they're also working on the debt ceiling. They're working on a continuing resolution. They've got these two bills out there. Republicans right now have leverage and say, you got to scale back or eliminate this $3.5 trillion. Some of us are willing to go with you on $1.2 trillion. But what Republicans, at least these 7 to 20 Republicans appear to be doing is say, hey, we'll vote for your agenda, and we're not going to exert anything. You know, we don't want anything. We'll just give you our votes. And it's like, politics is all about negotiation and leverage, and Republicans don't have much leverage, but at least right now they have some, and they're giving,
giving it away, and they just give it away at no charge. And and that's why, you know, Fred Upton has a primary challenger. I don't know if anything comes from it, but that's why, because you look at what we consider to be, I mean, let's be honest, it's a spineless move to me. You can describe it in more polite terms. I won't. I don't need to. It is what it is, and it's a spineless move, collapsing and caving to the left. And all it does is pave the road, because the $3.5 trillion really will be $5.5 trillion when it's all said and done. We're talking about $6, $7 trillion in spending, because it never ends, and it never goes away, and it just gets worse. I'll give you the last word, Pete.
This is only year one of the Biden presidency. They get $5 trillion this year. What are they going to ask for next year, and what will Republicans facilitate? It's shocking what they're doing. Yeah, thank goodness for Joe Manchin. It's unbelievable that there aren't any more of them.
Pete Hoekstra, retired United States Ambassador to the Netherlands, former House Intel Committee Chair. Pete, thank you very much, and we'll get a full breakdown of your trip to Washington next week on the program. Thank you.
Always good to be with you. Thanks, Steve.
Good stuff. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Remember to support American farmers. Based in West Michigan, Patriot Foods is dedicated to the American farmer, making sure that American-grown fruits and vegetables, meat and cheese, steak and everything else comes from American producers, not from overseas, not from places you don't know where it's coming from or who's handling it, but from American farmers. PatriotFoods.com also supports military families in need. You should support PatriotFoods.com. Remember, it's free to look. We'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to